Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community striving to bring you New Age and holistic practitioners, news, resources, and trending information from across the community. We welcome your feedback and suggestions for future programming, and yes, we do take questions on the air. Please visit us for free at newageguild.com to find a practitioner and what's happening in your community and beyond. And please don't forget to follow our program before the end of the broadcast. So sit back, enjoy the show, and welcome to our many guests and our wonderful listeners.
And good morning. Happy Saturday. It is so great to be here on Saturday morning. It's a beautiful day here in the Bay Area, in the San Francisco Bay Area. And I have our Community Spirit Talk guest this morning is Kathleen Hilton, who is a clairvoyant here in the Bay Area. And I'm so excited to have her on the air. Good morning, Kathleen. How are you today?
Hi, Angel. Doing really great. I'm very happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
Oh, God, it's so awesome. I've met Kathleen, oh, gosh, almost a year ago at an event, and her energy is just so wonderful. Yeah, it's been a while. Wow, yeah. So cool. And what I love about Kathleen's energy is she's just a wonderful, laid-back person who is just so fun to connect with and so real. Like, her heart is so open, and she's, like, on target when she reads people. So I would love for you to kind of talk about how you got into this and maybe give us a little insight, because in your website, I was reading that you speak about going through a lot of struggles in your journey, mm-hmm. Which probably speaks a lot to why your energy is the way it is.
Well, yeah, definitely. It came from a rougher background with some addiction issues and some love issues, basically. And I find that's the core of my business. Basically, coming from a place of just self-hatred, self-trashing, and self-medicating. And I really needed help. And so I ran across a teacher, started doing readings and healings, started focusing and praying on the divine, and gradually began to heal and focused on the whole love aspect, you know, instead of looking outside of myself, which I was constantly doing, and throwing myself into bad relationships, focused on healing, getting off the addictions, which I've been sober for 30 years, and really focusing on, yeah, thanks. And focusing on quality relationships, and so manifesting a beautiful marriage, the kind of that I've always wanted, the kind of friendships, the kind of family relationships that I really wanted, and, you know, came from quite the opposite. So that's my sweet spot of working with people, is particularly women who, gosh, women have been hurt in so many different ways, you know, whether it's, you know, parents or abusive boyfriends or girlfriends, and it prevents us from feeling like we can be loved. So what I do is I work with the women to, first of all, clear out that pain and move into deeper expressions of love in this world, because there's so much to be experienced and so much depth in relationships and love.
That is so really interesting that you say that, because there's that saying that we've all heard, those who can't teach. And I have people ask me all the time, you know, how can you help people get through challenges when you've never been through challenges? Which, you know,
exactly.
That's kind of interesting. Yeah, it's a really interesting observation. And when you get to the point where you're happy and joyous, they always assume that you've just been like that all your life, right? Like,
exactly.
No.
Yeah, you know, I wish like iPhones were around back then, because I'd have a lot more pictures, you know.
Right.
Because, you know, now, you know, I'm in my 50s, I'm, you know, healthy, I'm happy. But yeah, it was definitely never always that way. And through the life experience I've had, there's really not much that people can come to me with that I haven't experienced. So it helps work with people on a compassionate level, you know, so that they can really open up and kind of get down to what's bugging them. You know, because I've been there, you know.
That's amazing. Well, where can people reach out to you if they wanted to connect with you? And and what if they're from out of the area? Do you work with people over the phone and on the internet?
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely. I work, you know, online, on phone, in person. I have a website that is www.readandheal.com, or my phone, which is 510-220-2241. And you can contact me either way. I offer free consultations, so give me a call and, you know, let me see what's going on and see if we're a good fit, you know, because it's really important to me that my clients know that they're with the right person as well. So, again, my number is 510-220-2241, and I'd love to hear from you.
So before I get to talking more with you, you've got quite a few people who have dialed in that would love to tap in with you, so I'm going to let you talk to a couple people here, and then I have more questions that I would love to ask you. So thank you for holding. Who are we talking to that wants to speak with Kathleen?
Hello?
Hello? Yeah, you're on the air.
Oh, thank you. My name is Wendy from Sacramento. How are you, Angel?
Hi, Wendy. How you doing? Hi, Kathleen. This is Wendy. She's just getting through life. Got a really great opportunity to come up. She listens to my show every week. So now you get to play with Kathleen, who is a wonderful clairvoyant. And she gives you some more energy to kind of help you in your focus and in your space. So, hey, Wendy.
Hi. Thank you. To let your guests know what's going on, I'll try to be quick. I got a job through a temp agency at Centene for data entry, and then the temp agency pulled me off that job and offered me another job in call center, which I have 15 years experience in grievance and appeals. I hadn't heard from them in 34 days and no start date. And then I applied directly for a direct hire job for the same company in a different location for regular customer service, which is really my background for 15 years. And I was offered the job on the 22nd by HR. And they said that I don't have to go through the background check because they found the other one and they consider it current. But the thing is now, they're wanting to confirm my education, and I did graduate high school, but I don't have a diploma, and this high school refuses to give a copy of the diploma, and they sent me a transcript, which they feel is legal proof, because at the bottom of the transcript, it says graduated, and it shows the date. So I forwarded all this to the HR lady, and she said she would forward it to the lady who's taking care of, you know, the big part of this. And at first they were going to start me maybe on Monday, and then he said maybe the 12th. Now she's saying maybe July the 5th. So I'm kind of
can I ask what
air.
Your question is?
What was that?
What is your question about all this?
My question is, is this going to come true? Will I really start working for this job on International Road and keep it?
Well, Wendy, what I can do is I am not a predictor. Some people, you know, when they hear psychic, they think prediction. So what I do is I technically read how you have it set up for yourself, because you are ultimately in control of your own destiny. And as it looks right now, it looks like it is possible. It's very possible, probable. It doesn't look like, there's like a lot of yellow around you, which is your power. And I see that you're through this process empowering and radiating like a light bulb, and you're getting yourself to the place of being able to accept and move into this new place of work. So even though it appears like everything outside of you is disorganized and stuff, it's really reflecting where you are growing inside. And so I see you being able to accept this position and move on with it. So it all looks very positive. I wish you the best. Thanks so much for calling.
Well, thank you. I hope I do start and keep the job for 4 years. So thank you.
That's awesome. Thank you for calling, Wendy. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Really, really super cool. And, you know, I like that what you said, being a practitioner myself, is really powerful words there about, you know, not being a predictor, and really kind of getting them the information that they need. Talk to me a little bit about that and why you say that with such focus and such passion when you're working with people.
Well, because first of all, you know, when people hear the word psychic, they think of predicting the future. I guess that's a big part of what some psychics do. But, you know, I really believe that, you know, your future is in your own hands. Like, there's not like a dedicated future or a path that you're going to be living, and I can tell you what that is, because you and I could be talking and then you could make a decision after our conversation. It would change the pathway that you're going.
Right.
So the best you can do is see how the person has it set up for themselves and what they are setting up for themselves to see if there's any roadblocks. The other thing, too, is it gives people power in themselves and beliefs in themselves. You know, I find people that are wanting to know what's going to happen in the future don't really believe they have power. You know, I'm waiting for somebody to give them, you know, the perfect answer that's going to make everything happy. And that's just not the case. It's not real. You know what I mean? So I like to guide people back into their own intuition, like somebody like Wendy, who's so very intuitive. You know, she's got all of her own answers right there. I can see them. So I like to help her go back and realize that she doesn't have to be looking outside herself all the time, especially in times of uncertainty. Like, that's when we're going to reach outside the most, is when we're uncertain and we're in transition. That's the time when we can really hone into our own divinity, our own soul, you know, to help us with our next steps.
That's really, really well said. And, you know, in getting a lot of calls from my own show, there's so many of us out there that are in tune and that are connected, that have talent and that are intuitive. But when we get in that place of uncertainty and fear, we feel like we need to connect to somebody else. Do you help people in your process and teaching them how to make the connection as well?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Because ultimately the question is, you know, not so much what's going to happen, but what is making me uncertain? What is making me fearful about my situation right now? And absolutely, you know, healing and reading helps to clear out the fear and ultimately help to get the person recentered to their inner self, to their deep soul level, which is where all of their information comes from their faith and from their intuition.
Awesome. You have some more calls. I'm going to take the next caller because they're piling up here and I don't want you to have a log jam. So good morning. Who are we chatting with this morning?
Oh, good morning. This is Donna. How are you?
I'm great, Donna. Thank you for calling. What question do you have with Kathleen for Kathleen this morning?
I've been trying to meet a fellow. I did go online. I didn't have any good, nothing was good with that. I really didn't meet with anyone. And I do get out and I'm in groups and all, and I wanted to know what you were feeling about this as far as me meeting someone, because it's been a while now.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, this is a very, very popular question. And
yeah,
what I see going on for you, Donna, is you've heard that term of like getting your ducks in a row. You know, you are doing the work. You know, you are putting out there what you want. You're putting yourself in situations where you're meeting people, the online thing, you're meeting men. And each time you go through an experience, you are honing exactly what you want. Instead of just kind of like, oh, I want this man in my life, you're getting more specific. Like, I want a man who's, you know, grounded and he does, you know, he's got his business together. And the closer that you get to being very specific about what you're looking for, the easier it is to attract that. So you are basically in the process of attracting that. And the issue is that we get very impatient. Especially as women, it's so impatient because it's like, oh my God, I can't take another date. I can't do this anymore. But really, it's part of the process. And when things are taking a long time like this, it's because you're working on a deeper level and getting your internals all organized. And it's painfully slow for our conscious mind. So what I can remind you of is you're doing a great job. Stay on course and remember, have patience and faith.
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling, Donna.
Bye-bye.
So that's really – bye-bye, Donna. That's really solid advice. That's really, really super cool to talk about the patients. I know that when I've done my own work, because similar to you, I've had know, my own trial and tribulations, and looking back on it, patience is the hardest lesson, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it is. And, you know, for myself, like, this is an area where I'm a testimony, because I, through my life, always wanted to be married. That was a big thing for me. But in my 20s and 30s, I was still very broken, you know, and so anybody I would run out to would be somebody that would not, would keep breaking me. You know, you attract the type of person that you are inside, really. And then it wasn't until I was 42 that I married and met the man I married. And, you know, waiting all that time was really hard, especially because then I, you know, went through my childbearing years. So I never got to have my children. I was, oh my God, this is horrible. And but basically let go of, you know, just the way I thought things had to be. And I had an amazing man come into my life who had children that I get to raise. But now on the other side of it, you know, I'm so grateful that it took so long, because now the results are amazing. I've got a wonderful man in my life, you know, and, you know, I just, it's all worth it.
It's all worth it. It
sounds
like
people.
Sound like your life is yummy right now, as I would say.
Well, you know, it is yummy. You know, it is yummy. And like you said earlier, it's, you know, people seeing me now was like, oh man, she's never had a problem in her life. No, that's not true. You know, and actually, as you know, Angel, when you're on a spiritual path, the internal struggles are even more intense, because you're shedding
yes.
light on your demons, so to speak, right?
Yes.
But, you know,
yes.
also there's a message that there's a wonderful life to be had here. And by everybody, it's our birthright. And the only reason we're not having the things we're looking for is we're not operating on our own information. You know, we're operating on genetic information or somebody else's information, operating from pain. So when you get your center and realize who you are as a spiritual being and connect to your divinity, you start operating on your own information, and your wonderful life starts unfolding.
That's beautiful. Really, really beautiful. I would like to give you an opportunity before we take the next caller to call out your website once more so people can reach out to you. And I do believe you said that you offer a free consultation, so they could contact
yeah.
you first
yeah.
and you guys can connect before they commit.
Yeah, I think that's really important. That's really important, because it's a mutual relationship, right?
Yes.
And people, when they want to invest their money, they want to know a little bit about what they're doing. And I want to be sure that people are good fits, you know, because if I'm not, I might know somebody that could really help, right?
Right.
My website is www.readandheal.com, and my phone number is 510-220-2241.
Beautiful. The next caller here for you, Kathleen, to see who we got. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
Hi there. This is Susan.
Hi, Susan. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
This is Kathleen. What question do you have for Kathleen this morning?
Let's see. My daughter, will she be getting one or two extra visitation days with her daughter, which is my granddaughter?
Mm-hmm. So apparently she's in court right now, or what's the situation?
Monday. She's going mm-hmm. She has 2 days now. She wants an extra either day or two, whatever they will grant her.
Yeah. Well, basically what I see around this, there's some orange, and that's her energy, her desire, her love for her child. But then around the whole situation is all of the court pain. You know, there's browns and there's like gnashing of teeth, and it's just how incredibly hard family court is. And it's very hard to feel validated, and it's very hard for anybody to really sense that there's the truth. As it's set up right now, like I said, I'm not a predictor. It does look like she's got a good chance of having one more day. Through all of the stuff she's gone through, what is radiating is her love for her children, is very pure. And even though courts are crazy and mixed up, oftentimes that does kind of shine through.
Mm-hmm.
So as it is now, it looks like she's got a good chance. I wish you all the
okay.
best. Thanks for calling in, Susan.
Yeah, this is great. Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you, Susan. Good call there. Talk to the audience here a little bit about this conversation around decisions, because this is something that I think is real fascinating to hear from different practitioners. As you said before, people will come and they'll talk to a psychic and say, you know, am I going to find my true love, or am I going to get this opportunity? And and they forget that I can give you all the information you need. You and I can sit down right now and I can build you a map to the treasures of the Sierra Madre. And then you now have to go out and you can decide to take an Uber, a bus, or a car and change everything. Right?
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about that.
Well, first of all, there's a lot to that, so I'll make it brief. The first time, like what I find when people are asking about the future, it's basically because they don't feel empowered where they are right now. Like somehow somebody has said to them, that's a really bad condition in the world. Society, we are not raised to feel powerful. We are not raised to feel in control at all, right?
Yeah.
So usually when they're calling, they don't see one way or another. Like if they call and they, like the woman who called, Donna, when I was looking at her, she actually had a vision of having a man in her life that was getting very solidified, right? That will help her attract it. It's when people call and they just, it's like this blank screen, they're giving all their power away. So I try to get them back into a place where they envision what they want to see and just have faith that it'll happen. Like for instance, with Susan, envision, you know, that your daughter has her daughter for another day. And you know what? If something happens on Monday that doesn't happen, keep envisioning it, because the universe responds, and the Lord responds to your heart's desire, and it doesn't get involved with how it happens. So things can happen miraculously.
Wow.
And, you know, again, it's all, you know, my whole goal would be to have help somebody to see they really have the power and their own imagination, their own intuition, their own energy to really manifest and create the things they want. And when doing that, it's really working with the Lord, with God, and it becomes so much better than you would imagine. For instance, for me, like when I was, you know, desperate to be with a man, I could have gone out, snagged any guy, you know, manipulated him, you know, whatever. Yeah, I would have had a boyfriend, right?
Yeah.
That would have been miserable. But instead, you know, going through all the hard stuff and praying and envisioning what I want, I was given a really compatible man, right? So
yes.
Either of those two choices, I would have had a man in my life, but it depended on which way I was going to go.
Very well said. Beautiful, beautiful. Well, again, I'm here with clairvoyant Kathleen Hilton from the San Francisco Bay Area. Her website being readandheal.com. And she offers a free consultation for those of you who are listening. I would really encourage you to give her a call, especially if you are confused. It feels like her energy is really set to connect with people that are kind of struggling through their issues, struggling through trying to figure out what the next step is. So I invite you to hook into her. You've got a lot of callers here, so we're going to try and get through everyone so that they can take advantage of your wonderful energy. Good morning. Who are we talking to?
Hi, this is Regina. How are you?
Hi, Regina. Are you doing great,
Regina? Hi. My question is, I'm gonna stick with a theme, love. I am currently single, and I just want to see what's out there for me. Anybody coming this year? Because it's been 2 or 3 years now, so I haven't dated.
Play out how old you are?
38.
Yeah, okay, actually you look pretty young. The reason I ask, I don't normally ask that question. The first thing I saw when I was talking to you is this youth that you have, youth and spirit. And on a spirit level, like the real person is a spirit of the soul. And you have, first of all, to set up a time of enjoying yourself first. You're barely tapping into what a beautiful person you are and what a beautiful life you can have, because a lot of your energy is trapped up in not having a man in your life and somehow that making you less than a person. And I know this isn't what you want to hear, like you'd like to hear, well, he's going to come in tomorrow. Really, the way you have it set up is to spend a little time getting to know yourself. And, I see instead of having all of your creative energy involved in this, you know, having to have a relationship, sort of using that for yourself to, there's a certain lifestyle that you're looking at that you want to manifest, whether it's more prosperity, more happiness, more joy and fulfillment, and you have so much ability to have that. So in wrapping up, essentially you've got your priorities a little different than your emotional patterns, and your priorities are like, okay, yeah, I really want to embrace myself here for a little while, and then I'll focus on a man. And there's no time. I don't see like it's going to be 7 months when you bring them in. That's for you to decide. Thanks so much for calling.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. Goodness gracious. Wow, talking about interesting. And I really would like to take a minute just to kind of connect to that, because that was what I was hearing was with that caller was that you have a passion. So I have a desire where I want to achieve this. But at the same time, I'm kind of focusing on myself because I want to give myself a chance to grow in this specific area, whether it's career or family. And so it's almost like I have these conflicting needs kind of beating on each other. Do you find that a lot when you work with people?
Oh, all the time, because it's unfortunate, because the one that is like there's a real and unreal, I would say. Like there's a soul purpose that like Regina has, which has to do with really coming into her own right now. But we all have these physical bodies and these genetics, which are wonderful temples to live in, right? But they have their own mind, and they're always geared for reproduction and recreation, which is great because then the planet repopulates. But most of the time, those urges outweigh what we know is our soul, because they're louder. So much of us are spending our lives running around looking for love, looking for this man or this woman, depending. And really, the strong point is finding that inside. And people don't like to hear that. But unless you have the internals together, you know, you'll find this person that, you know, there's fake love, and that's the whole fantasy. Like when you first meet somebody and you feel like you're madly in love with somebody, it's really lust. It's really something that lasts for about 2 months. And then you better be compatible after that point, or you're going to break up, right?
Wow.
So there's something even better than that to experience. And it's hard because most people are very caught up in the, you know, in the sort of patterns that we have, and are really driven and don't want to hear the truth about what will really make them happy or get to the place of having the real relationship they're looking for. And it's hard. It's like I have compassion. I've been there. I go through it. The only difference is I've studied for 30 years the difference between what my information is versus like how I'm programmed to be, right?
Right.
And we all have those situations. It's really fascinating. And once you start organizing it and feeling, you feel so empowered. You know, it's amazing. Does it happen overnight? It's a process. It's a commitment to yourself. You fall along the way.
To yourself. Yes, you do. And talking about, you know, such a powerful thing as love, you know, you're talking about if you're lucky, meeting the love of your life is going to be with you for decades. And it's this person who will complete your journey with you until God calls you home, as we like to say. That's a big commitment, 30, 40, 50, 60 years, if you're lucky enough to have that kind of life stamina. So having that connection, the first thing I do is fix yourself, right? And do you notice that when you work with clients to fix themselves, what they are looking for, does it change who they want, what their ideal, does that change for them from the day they start?
Yeah.
Until
profoundly, actually. It's really funny. That's a great question because, yeah, to work with people, you know, I work with people like for one time if they wanted, or I do series of stuff based upon the client. And yeah, like if they're coming from a very hurt place, as they heal and grow and understand who they are in a real way, everything changes. They want more. They want better quality things in life. They want true and real things. And it's just a matter of like a little baby starting to walk. You know, they experience who they really are. Then they stumble a little bit and they experience it again. So I sort of walk with them until they feel strong in their new vibration. And yeah, they are looking at things in a new way, and they are, you know, forming different images mind, and most of all, they're forming images in their mind. You know, it's like they're seeing what they want to experience. They're not putting it out to some unknown thing about what they're supposed to have in 2 months. They're really kind of taking their power back.
Very, very cool. Let me take another caller here for you. Good morning. Welcome to Spirit Talk Radio. You are live with Kathleen Hilton. Hello? I guess they've decided that they must have stepped away for a minute. That last message that you gave must have been extremely powerful for them. So the next caller, they're like, wow, that was deep, man.
I want to talk to her.
Good morning. Who am I speaking to? You're on the air with Kathleen Hilton.
Good morning. This is Dee Dee.
Hi, Dee Dee.
How you ladies doing this afternoon? Well, mid-morning,
great.
Afternoon.
Doing great.
Wonderful.
Thank you for asking.
Wonderful. My question is pertaining to relationships, my love life, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know what happened to the current guy that I was kind of seeing for a little while. He just kind of, I don't know if he got himself involved with the situation to where communication has just been, there hasn't been no communication for the past 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm taking this as if though that was the closing of one chapter in order for another chapter to open. So.
Mm-hmm.
Just trying to see, what do you think?
Yeah, what I see for you is there's a lot of blue around your heart, and this is where you're carrying some pain, and it's a lot of heartbreak. And ultimately, because I see you on an utmost level, you're a very decent woman, the type of woman that would really be an incredible partner to somebody because of, you know, you're very much about how you can help a partner. It's more about what you can give than what you can take. But what's been happening is that you're carrying pain because you've been with a lot of takers in your life, just people that don't really see who you are. Instead, they just kind of are there for what they can get. So, yes, this person recently is gone. You know, he was not somebody that was going to stick around. But if I may, where you could benefit is some healing in your heart to release some of that pain that you're carrying because it's not your fault. You know, you blame yourself. It looks like things go wrong. You take it really deeply and believe it's your fault, and it's really, really not. You know, the only thing that you, quote, unquote, might be guilty of is that you are very trusting and loving and, you know, are overlooking the people in your men that come in your life that are not really to your highest good. So, you know, it'd be a matter of healing, forgiving yourself, realizing that you are just a beautiful, beautiful lady that deserves the best. And just kind of let yourself resonate with that for a while, you know, and then you'll be able to start attracting men that can see you, that can really see who you are in there and will honor that and will take care of you in a way that, you know, having a real man would be.
Okay.
Is that helpful, my dear?
Yes, and is there someone else? Is there someone else coming, I guess?
Not right now, because, again, like what you have set up is because now you're kind of, you are, what is it called, pushing away anything now at this moment. You're pushing it away because it's like you're going through all this emotion of, you know, mm-hmm. being frustrated and feeling like it's your fault and all this kind of stuff. There's a lot of jumble that's actually pushing something away. So, again, like a good thing to do would be just kind of regroup for a little while and really focus on what it is that you want. Because if you don't, you're going to attract the same thing over and over again.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Great. Cool. Thank you for calling in. That was really awesome.
Thank you.
Have
Thank
a fantastic
you.
Morning.
Blessings. Blessings.
Mm-hmm. Blessings.
Blessings
to you, too.
To you.
Really, really great. I have a question I love to ask practitioners when I bring them on the show, and that question is, what are your top two or three most popular topics that people call and need assistance with?
Relationships.
Uh-huh. 1, 2, 3, just like that.
Yeah, I mean, in all honesty, Angel, it's like really that is the number one and probably the number two, because it's, you know, it could be about, you know, like what about, you know, how is the relationship with my husband, my son, my sister-in-law, like relationships on all levels. Love is highly, highly the first and most. And then the next thing would be like finances, jobs, that kind of thing.
So it would be relationships, sometimes my job, then relationships. And then relationships.
Yeah, I mean, that's
again.
Why ultimately it's like I sort of made that my focus and specialty, you know, because, you know, love is the center of everything. And, you know, how you respond to divinity in your own life is how your life externally will be. And it's fascinating to look at different relationships, even if, you know, you have children with relationships, you have, you know, partners, you have mothers, you have parents. I mean, it's just like so many different connections help, you know, you be where you are right now.
So really, really super cool.
Mm-hmm.
So we're on the air here with Kathleen Hilton, clairvoyant out of the San Francisco Bay Area. So you're in Fremont. Do you have an office that people can visit?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do. Yep. For people in the area, you know, I have an office that they can come in. We can work one-on-one in person. Some people prefer that. Some people prefer the online. You know, it's really up to the client.
And, you know, I've been doing this broadcast for some time, and I noticed that we get a lot of East Coasters that call in and getting wanting services. How do you work with people that are not able to come in and visit you at your office there in Fremont?
One of two ways. I have a video chat that I can do, you know, so if the person wants to see me, like, you know, it could be like a, it's not FaceTime, it's on the computer, but it's, you know, you see the person face-to-face. I use something called Zoom. And if not, I use the phone. You know, the phone is a great way. It really depends. Again, like when I consult with a client, it's what's comfortable for them.
And what I really like about your energy as I work with you and talk to you here is you feel really, really, very well grounded and very understanding. It's like a psychic therapist, you know, talking to you, which is really cool. And it feels like you're not just someone that I'm going to call and, you know, ask if you can help me find my cat. You really are someone that wants to help me, you know, find who I am and help me get there, so to speak. How would you, is that a kind of a good way to put it for you?
Oh, it is. Absolutely. Yeah. And as a matter of fact, I do get people that call me about their keys or their cat, and I decline them. I said, you know what, that's just not my specialty. You know, if I could do it, I mean, if it, you know, it's like a doctor or any profession, you know, some people are feet doctors, you know, some are brain doctors.
Yep.
I am not, or is my cat doctor. That's just not something I just don't do. I mean, it's just not my thing. But yeah, well, honestly, you know, like at Holistic Fair, somebody will come down, they'll pay me some money, they'll say, you know, can you help me find my cat? I'm like, oh, no, I'm sorry, I'm not the right person. Here's your money back.
Yeah. And there's
and
like a...
It's like because, I mean, the whole thing about holistic and spirituality, I mean, the healing that's available to you is so deep, and it's deeper than most people think, you know, because, again, they think of a psychic and they think of predicting the future, finding the keys. You know, not all people realize the depth of communication, soul communication that can happen, and the depth of healing that can happen by doing this work.
Wow.
Kind of like something that they do for fun, you know, which is fun. But, yeah, I mean, if you really want to have a healing, this is here for you.
Yeah, and I do honor that, and I think that's really cool to have that kind of integrity. Whereas, like, this is not for you, especially in a fair kind of scenario where there's a myriad of practitioners there. Like, maybe you could step down there. That person is the one, and I find that God takes care of you as a practitioner when you operate in that kind of integrity.
Absolutely.
In a fair where you're sitting there with. It could be anywhere from a small fair with 20 people to the huge fair with thousands of people. How do you focus to do the work with people when they sit down with you?
That's actually very easy because I've been doing that for 30 years. I was lucky because part of my training involved going to deities fairs, and the whole philosophy of, you know, having psychic abilities is not so that you can use them on the mountaintop, it's so you can use them in the city. And so I've actually practiced a lot in very, you know, loud places, meditating in very loud places, reading and healing. So it's very easy to focus. But it took practice, you know, it took practice and, you know, going through it. But you know, I mean, I've been doing it since I was 22. So at this point in time, I can be really focused. Again,
very
somebody
good.
Seeing me right now would think I'm always focused, but no, I mean, I went through a lot
right?
to get where I am today.
But that is, but it's, you know, I mentioned
yeah.
that when I work with practitioners in the media here, and they many of us have gone through some stuff. It's like where we are in the planet
yeah.
right now, the practitioners at work now, that we've all gone through some stuff. And I, like you, I have an awesome life. I have an amazing spouse. My life, I mean, my family, my child, everything
mm-hmm.
in my life is just, it's awesome. People are like, well, you
mm-hmm.
don't understand. Your life is awesome.
Yeah.
I'm like, boy, honey, you have no idea.
You have no idea. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Let's take another caller for him. I'm going to try one more time to our caller here that we missed before to see if they're available. Good morning. You're on the air with Kathleen. So I think this person has dropped. So I'm going to drop this line and take the next caller. Okay. Good morning. You're on the air with Kathleen.
Hi, Kathleen. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. So I have a quick question for you. I plan on hopefully trying to resume an acting career. I have so much practicing to do. However, during the time that I initially was taking acting classes, my first acting teacher, she told me not to change my first name. So my first name is Teresa, but I'm thinking
mm-hmm.
about switching it to Terry. Will
mm-hmm.
I still, yeah, so would that be a good idea?
Well, yeah, because what I see for you, should I call you Teresa?
You can.
Okay. Is basically when I see you're thinking of Carrie or Carrie?
Carrie. Because the majority of people
that?
Do call me Carrie. And
yeah, just the nickname.
Carrie, yeah.
Right. Okay, well, ultimately, the whole vibe around that is calling yourself Carrie is completely yours. The information that your teacher gave you might have been true for you then, but it's no longer true. And the way
okay.
you have it is that by calling yourself Terry, it's you feel like you're going to be more yourself and be able to express who you really are on a deeper level. So absolutely,
yes.
It looks like a very good move for you because it's coming from you.
Oh, thank you. I
you're
think
welcome.
It's just too much aggravation.
There you go. Yeah.
Right. Yes. Okay, thank you so much. I feel so much
mm-hmm.
better now. Okay,
oh,
thank
good.
You.
Oh, you thank you for calling,
bye,
Terry.
Okay, thank you so much.
Bye-bye. That was really cool what just happened there, and I'd like
mm-hmm.
to kind of tap on that a little bit, is that I could just feel the empowerment opening up. It was almost like
mm-hmm.
you gave her permission to be herself.
Yeah.
It was really
yeah.
super cool.
She was right there, though. I mean, she was definitely right there. It was just, you know, I guess it was like a permission thing. But, yeah, she was able to then just completely own what she knew was true.
Really, really super cool. So for the people who are listening, I want to remind them that, you know, Kathleen is available. Why don't you give them your information on how they could get in touch with you if they want to connect with you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's www.readandheal.com. Well, my phone number is 510-220-2241. And I do offer a free consultation. We'll talk a little bit, see what your needs are, see how and if I can help you, you know, and then we'll go from there.
And we talked about people and we talked about you and your journey. We talked about all kinds of great things. And we're coming in the last 15 minutes of the program. And I always save this for the big whammy. And that's about our society and our community. What is going on, Kathleen? What is it about the space that we are in here in America that the healers are here to do? And what are your thoughts and your feelings on that?
Yeah, that's a great, God, that's a great question. basically, there's so much more outward unrest, and I think everybody agrees, than there has been within America, you know, let alone the world. And, you know, everybody's very divided based upon their political views. You know, there's a lot of angst, a lot of hatred flying around. And I believe the walk right now is to stay out of it, is to do your best to stay neutral and loving. And that's very, very hard. You know, it's a definite walk I do every day, and I find myself wanting to react to what so-and-so says or if this thing happens. But I'm focused on recentering and focusing on spirit, love, the divinity. And I believe that that's the main role of healers right now, is to help people on that path, because I think that there are people that are very much loving the war internal, the spiritual war, and that's fine, but there's some people that are feeling lost and want to get out of it and recentered. And that's why, you know, New Age and holistic healers are becoming more and more prominent, because we can help with the information that you don't learn in school and society, how you have power over your own thoughts, how you center, how you stay out of the ugliness, you know, because it doesn't matter whose side you're on. It's the same ugliness that is getting people, that is pulling people down, you know. It's all evil, and to be blunt, you know what I mean? And anything that's pitting you against your neighbor, anything that's making you hate somebody that you don't even know, you know, it's time to take a look inside and say, well, what the heck am I doing? Why am I hating?
Like, what is
it's
happening?
Okay, what to is... disagree. What is happening? And some people, again, are really bought into it, and that's okay. That's the choice. But
yeah,
you also, this is also a time when there's so much darkness. There's also incredible amounts of light that are hitting the planet. Incredible amounts of ability to grow and have love in a holy way. And if you're choosing that, your holistic healer can help you get on that path for yourself.
Beautiful. And I'm noticing in my work, is, you know, we all have a passion, we have a purpose. And one of my biggest passions is really being a tool and a device to bring light and bring visibility to the New Age community of practitioners. That's just something that I just feel that's what I'm here for. And I'm finding a lot of people coming to the table, myself included, from just kind of what I would call the norm, you know, accountants and lawyers and bookkeeper, people that came from these more practical parts of life that just wake up one day like, oh my God, I'm a healer. Are you getting any insights in your connections on what that's about? Because that seems to be a big theme that's happening right now.
Well, yeah. I mean, I believe that there is, you know, every year there's more light on the planet. So that's why it appears that there's more darkness. But what we were talking about is, you know, a healer is somebody that's going to be able to relate to somebody on any level, right? So you have your accountants, you have all these people that have had a normal quote-unquote life and they're spiritually opening up, they find their healer. I believe the Lord is using them and their experience to help all the other accountants in the world, you know what I mean, or whoever, whatever their life experience is. Because, again, in order to be an effective healer, you've had to have gone through what you're helping somebody with, right? So how, what a great thing to, like, awaken all these people in the middle of their lives and help them to solve things and then use them to solve other people's problems. Because it's, people sometimes believe that holistic healers, it's woo-woo and high beams and everybody's happy and fluffy, but it's absolute reality. And, you know, spirituality is going to help you with these invisible battles in your mind and heart, right? And
right.
It's real. And it's real people that have been through real experiences that are going to help you through the challenges. So, yeah, and so also at the same time, these people that are waking up are choosing to wake up. You have an option now. You can wake up and experience light or really get into the darkness of the evil and the fighting and the hatred. Totally your option. You know what I mean? And the
wow.
people that are waking up are choosing the light, you know.
Beautiful. You have another caller here, so I'm going to grab this a caller before you run out of time. Good morning. You are on the air with Kathleen Hilton.
Good morning. How are you, ladies?
We're doing
good.
Awesome.
How are you?
Thank you.
I'm good. Thank you. Do I just ask a question or do I just you pick up on? I have a few concerns about some different people around me, and one friend of mine moved a year ago to Portugal with her husband to help out his sick family. And I have a gift where I'm able to read people's eyes and pictures. If I see a picture of someone, I can read and feel whatever it is that they're feeling in that picture. And she's usually like a vibrant, happy person, positive. Her eyes now look dark, like as if her soul is taken out of her. Like it's not the same person. She's frail. Her smile looks forced. And I've told her twice. I had a long talk with her today where it kind of gave me a bad feeling. Like, I hope she doesn't hurt herself because she's so depressed that she's saying, like, you know, I hate that I have to force myself to have to wake up when I go to sleep. And she lost so much weight and he's not the person she thought he was, and just so many things. And I was supposed to visit her in September, and it bothered me so much that whatever I felt in the picture made me feel like maybe I should even be around whatever that energy is that's over there. And I usually don't get scared of things, but it scared me in a sense. But then I spoke to some people and they were like, well, maybe you should go because she probably needs you and to help her maybe. And I told her today, I really think you should come back home. I really don't think they started a restaurant. So she feels like she has to stick to that commitment at least until the end of the summer. But I'm like, I honestly don't know if she can actually last until the end of September because of the state that she's in. Like when she's talking to me on the phone today, she called me. She's like, it's so good to hear your voice. And she's like, just it sounded like I was speaking to a shell of a person. Like there was no emotion in her voice, where normally I could talk to this girl for hours. She's like my soul sister. If there's something wrong with her, doesn't matter where she is, I feel it. I tell her, I check on her. And I told her today I was worried. And I said, I really think you need to come home sooner than later and get out of wherever that is. So then I called to see if hopefully I can speak to someone to see if, I guess, things that I already kind of know. But I'm like, I just feel like something is gone in her.
Yeah. Well, you're right. First of all, but, you know, to preface this, she's an incredibly strong woman.
First and foremost.
And, yeah, you're right. She's in a place that is really not supportive of her as a person, as a woman. It looks like it's very painful. And she is in a very, very hard time right now. And you're right. And that's what you're seeing. That's what you're seeing in her eyes. That's what you know about her. Though what's really coming through is her strength. You know, it's like even the strongest people go through some really, really dark times. And she is, she's going through a very, very dark time. But I just see her, again, being so strong. So, you know, ultimately, yes, you're absolutely correct in everything that you're reading. You know, you're very clear. You're very intuitive. You know your friend and you love her. So, you know, in terms of, you know, this is up to you. If you, if you're going to go visit her and you want to do that now, follow your intuition, follow your gut, you know? The one thing I'd be cautious of, which happens with big people, big loving people like yourself, is that we have a tendency to think that we can save somebody.
Very true.
You know, so like, part of it is like running over there with the expectation that you're going to fix her and save her. That's not going to happen because she's on her own path, right? But you can go there and be her friend. And it's just like when our friends, people we love, are hurting, all of our engines turn on to fix, heal, you know. And that often isn't the best modality. Going there, whenever you choose to go there and just be there and love her, is perfect. Right.
Well, she actually told me not to buy my ticket yet. She keeps trying to put me off from buying it. She's saying, because, you know, she might come back. She's like, do you feel, because she always asks me, what do I feel? She's like, do you feel I'm going to come home? I said, I really honestly in my heart feel like you need to get out of there.
She really wants to, you know, that's her thing, you know, and for some reason she's got this huge, it's like a huge commitment. Issue, not an issue, but she's very much a person of her word to a fault.
Yeah, she is.
So
it
looks like she's kind of torn because she's there for a specific purpose and she wants to fulfill that purpose and she wants to honor like her own agreement to that. But at the same time, she wants to end that agreement and come home. So hopefully she'll be able to have peace within her own soul and say, hey, you know, I tried this, not how it worked out. It's okay. I want to go home. That's kind of just where her turn will be. And that's what she's doing. She's sorting everything out, and she's very hard on herself, has a high level of integrity.
Yeah, she is.
So it's hard for her to just turn that boat around. But she is working towards that and maybe helping her forgive herself not that she has to forgive herself, but she's being hard on herself because she wasn't able to go there and do what she meant to do. She's blaming herself. And help her to see that, you know, she's a lovely person who tried. And, you know, it doesn't mean she's a failure or a bad person. It just was bigger than her, you know.
Exactly.
And, you know, but, yeah, ultimately, you know, again, her strength is just super strong. And I see her having the ability to bounce into center, bounce back, and make the right decisions for herself. And having you in her life is ultimately really important because you're holding space for her. In her higher self-image where people around her right now are not. So you're a very valuable friend to her.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Thank you.
Hopefully you're going to have a good connection to kind of help this person that you care about make the transition to where she needs to be. That was a really good answer. I hope you got what you needed.
Yeah. Thank you so much. It was nice meeting you.
You have a good day.
Best wishes.
You too, thanks.
Bye-bye. Oh, my gosh. We've been together for almost an hour, Kathleen, and it was so much fun. I only have about 3 minutes left. I wanted to give you this last bit of the show to get any message out that you might have that you would like your listeners to hear around what you do or what your focus is, or even if they can connect with you. You've got a lot of events coming up in the next few weeks.
Yeah. Actually, tomorrow I'm going to be in San Jose. There's a little fair there at a holistic church. I actually don't have the address, but if you're interested, call me. And then next week I'll be at the Pan Gaia Festival, which is in Sacramento, in Fairfield. That's going to be really fun. It's 2 days. We're doing readings there. So my thing, my message, Angel, goes back to what you're talking about, is I just want to encourage people during this hard time to understand that there is goodness in this world, and there it's all inside. There's a really good divine Lord that is good and is always loving, and to, you know, have faith during these hard times. You know, if you'd like to work with me, give me a call. My number is 510-220-2241. We can talk, you know, see what's going on, and I, you know, set up a session with you or a couple of sessions, whatever's going to work to help you get to where your goals are. Just remember there's goodness, and you're all loved, and you all have the ability to have tremendous love in your life, and, you know, don't let all the discouragement and pain bring you down too much.
Wonderful. Well, I'm so excited to have had you on the show. I'm looking forward to having you again at some point in time. It sounds like you're really, really busy. So I'm hoping to see you sometime soon at an event as I get back into the community. And for the callers that called you, thank you so much for giving us your time.
Yeah, thank you guys. Yeah.
And I would
great
encourage
question.
You. I know they were all really, really great questions. And I would encourage you to reach out to Kathleen. She's easy to talk to. She's easy to connect with. And the most important thing is, you know, sometimes even talking to someone can heal. And that's what I'm feeling from Kathleen is that wonderful healing. So you got 60 seconds to say something fabulous and a call to actions for the listeners.
All righty. Well, I love doing what I'm doing. I'd love to work with you, and just give me a call. You know, I mean, that's all I can say. 510-220-2241. You know, there's no, it's free. Give me a call and we'll do a free consultation. I'm not going to be trying to like rope you into $1,000 sessions or anything. I'm very, very reasonable. And, you know, again, it's all about you, what you need, but, you know, take a risk and make the call is what I would say. And it's honestly, if it's not to me, it's to somebody else. If you need help, reach out for it. Just take that step, and that's going to help your healing process. When we're going through things, it's really easy to stay locked in and be fearful of reaching out. Just take that first step, and it'll start the process for you.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for being with us this morning. I hope you have a fantastic Saturday. I'm going to let you go so you can get some rest because you got readings to do tomorrow. Thank you for being a part of Spirit Talk Radio. And for our audience, I will see you guys on the other side. Thank you and goodbye.
Thanks, Angel. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community